The event was to screen the documentary Nowhere to Run, which is about the devastating impact of climate change and environmental degradation in Nigeria. Produced by the Shehu Musa Yar'Adua Foundation with support from Canada Fund for Local Initiatives, the documentary, which is said to have been screened in about 40 different locations in and outside the country, including 17 universities, revealed frightening consequences of climate change and underlined that decades of gas flaring, deforestation, poor waste management practice, and other human activities, including industrialization, worsen the disaster because they generate dangerous gases that destroy the atmosphere. Discussants, after watching the documentary, noted that even though climate change comes with different challenges, addressing it creates huge opportunities, one of them being the generation of electricity from renewable energy sources such as solar, wind, waste, water, and plants. According to an environmentalist, Dr. Desmond Majekodomi, who noted that the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has almost doubled from 280 parts per million to 400 parts per million, government and the masses of the country must work together to address climate change now.
When we consider that the environment is our life support system and it is the life support system of our children, then what right do we have to impact negatively on our children's life support?
Dr. Ijeoma Nwagwu of Lagos Business School said those in business should ensure that their businesses sustain the environment rather than degrade it. She also called for the collaboration of relevant professionals in developing technologies that tackle environmental issues in the country.
Infrastructure to process it as e-waste, to deal with battery waste, is simply not there. In a country where people are hungry, is food waste.
An official of the Shehu Musa Yar'Adua Foundation, Mr. Marawankpa, explained the reason for producing the documentary.
We saw it as an opportunity to bring this issue to the fore, something that every Nigerian can discuss, to challenge people, both in government and outside government, to make sure that Nigeria is able to address these challenges.
Also reacting, the Deputy High Commissioner, High Commission of Canada, Ms. Elias Arendas, who was a special guest of honor, stressed the commitment of his country towards renewable energy development, expressing willingness to partner with Nigeria in that line. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.